Welcome back to New England Patriots training camp. Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, as the training camp tour rolls on. Right now, we'd like to welcome in our next guest. He is an outstanding quarterback for the New England Patriots. Let's say hello to Tom Brady. Tom, Jim, and Pat, good to talk to you. Another training camp for you, bud. I mean, you just don't seem to slow down.
It's great to see you guys. It's kind of our annual tradition to do this. So it's
love seeing you.
Yeah, we've done it for a long time, and I've always loved Sirius Radio. So I was with Sirius a long time ago when Scott Greenstein.
You and I did the car show together.
I know.
An old day.
I know. So I love it. You know, you guys do a great job. I listen to you guys all the time. So
Thanks. Keep
it up.
We appreciate you. Let me start for the listeners. The practice, as always, there are very boring segments to it. One of them was cows and runs. Tom Brady won every sprint across the field. And I say that tongue-in-cheek in one sense, but seriously, because you're the leader of the team. You're the oldest guy on the team, and you're out in front of everybody. And it's still fun, but I think you take that important. I think that's a serious moment in the start of the practice for you.
Yeah, and you got to. It's leading by example, and it's also bringing the energy and enthusiasm. Because if you don't do it as a quarterback, then you really can't look to the nose tackle to do it. I think that that's something that's really overlooked from the quarterback standpoint. You got to do everything right all the time, and I think that's what guys that I've always looked up to, guys who have done such a great job, and been great examples for me, are the guys that it's every day, it's every drill, and it's every play, and it's every thought that goes into, you know, how you can maximize your performance.
And you haven't lost your edge for that, have you? You didn't wake up and say, it's practice today. You don't practice as hard as you do without saying, I love to go to practice.
Yeah, you have to, because that's the only place. You can't wait till week one to try to figure out how to make improvements. So it starts in February. As soon as the season's over, you got to look forward to the upcoming season.
Well, Tom, I always go back to that. I mean, to maintain that drive consistently as long as you had, and it obviously the hunger hasn't stopped since. I mean, for you, I mean, just talk about that. Is it the love of football, love of the game, the love to win, the love to compete? I mean, what is it for you to maintain such a high level of that drive? Because I witnessed it here myself, and I can't say enough about your work ethic.
Well, I think it's just kind of the way it's been in my whole career. So from high school to college to my pro career, nothing's ever really been on a silver platter. So I've had to really work for it, and I think I understand that's what's made me get to the point where I'm at now, and the competitiveness and the drive and the determination to do what I think I'm capable of, not what anyone else may think I'm capable of, put limits on. So, you know, I'm trying to do my very best for my teammates, and that's trying to get the best out of me. So there's a discipline to it. I work hard at it. I think a lot about it, and because I want to play this game for a long time, and I want to be the best I can be for this team as long as I'm here.
Well, it's clear when you watch your practice. Last year we sat here. Your top five receivers were MIA. Now, there are a couple new faces, but there are a lot of guys that have been, I call, coached by you. The discipline of the route depth, so whatever. Talk about this year's look at the players you're with, because it feels different to me.
Yeah, we've got most of the guys back. Pretty much all of them from last year with the addition of Brandon LaFell. So he's done a great job coming in here, trying to understand how we do things. He's got a lot of experience in the pros, so you know, it's nice for a quarterback not to have to talk to a fourth or fifth year player about every little detail like sometimes you need to do with younger players. So, you know, he's got some playing experience, knows how to get open, knows some man-to-man techniques that he can really use. And, you know, we're just trying to incorporate all those guys to their skill set and do what they do best. So I hope that we can put together an offense that can be, you know, tough to defend. It's like you watch the Spurs this year in the championship, yeah. And it's just whoever the ball got kicked out to was going to make the shot. And I think that's what makes a great offense. It's not throw it to one guy and see if he can create something. It's pass, 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 pass until you get your best look, and then boom, that's where the ball goes in. That's what we want to be on offense. You just got to figure out your best place to throw it, and that guy's got to make the play.
And certainly they're getting challenged as well because, I mean, this was the practice we saw, very contested. You look at Browner, you look at Darrell Revis, the receivers are getting challenged. I think you're getting challenged in terms of what you're seeing to fit the ball in some tight windows. Maybe just let the listeners know a little insight on that, how everything is being contested out there at practice.
Well, those are great corners. I mean, we've gone up against both those guys and had a real challenge in time. So, and I played against Darrell for a lot of years, playing twice, you know, two times a year at the Jets for a long time. So I know the kind of competitor that he is, and having him in practice every day makes all of our guys better because they're seeing the best, and they're seeing a guy that competes every play in the run game and the pass game on every route, and he gets pissed off like I do when a ball gets caught on him, you know. And so it's just a nice little, you know, it's competition every day, and you're trying to get the best out of each other.
James White. I love to watch practice, and who jumps out at me? I just write their numbers down. And if I write that guy's number down four or five times, I'm going to ask about him. James White, please.
Yeah, he's a young player, and I think we got him in the fourth or fifth round from Wisconsin, and he's got a real maturity to him that you don't often see in a young player, and nothing seems too big for him. And it's kind of like you tell him something one time, and he gets it, and you don't got to talk about it again. So, you know, in the few practices that we've had out there, he's really made an impression on everybody. So hopefully he continues to do it, and he can be a real threat for us, something that we didn't have last year in that. You know, we had it from the guys we had in there, but it's nice to have another player like that can do some things.
Joined right now by New England Patriots starting quarterback Tom Brady, Moving the Chains, SiriusXM NFL Radio. And Tom, it's interesting. I just came from Bears camp, and it was something as small for Jay Cutler. He goes, you know, I really hated it when I get the snap and shotgun. I held the ball too low. You know, he said he wanted to work getting it in the right breast area so he's ready to throw it. And we always talk about it as quarterbacks. You want to be a better quarterback tomorrow than you are today. What specifically for you? What areas say you want to? This is something that bothers me this offseason that I want to correct.
Well, there's a lot, and I think there's stuff that you're always trying to refine and do a little bit better. And I think for me, it's not one thing. It's a lot of things that kind of add up. And I think that, you know, trying to continue to improve my footwork, my mechanics, certainly my leadership and my understanding of the younger players and building relationships with those guys and building bridges with young players who, look, when I came into the league 15 years ago, there was, you know, some were 6 or 7 years old. They were in first grade. So, you know, you got to find ways to relate to younger players. And you know, we got a great locker room. We got a lot of veteran players that kind of know how to break down those walls. And you know, I'm excited about what we can do this year. We just got to, you know, keep putting the work in and see where we're at. Early September.
Yeah, Gronk's not ready, but he was at practice, and he was able to do some things on the side, and I was very impressed with where he was at, running some routes. I will not disclose to the listeners all the things I watched, but I saw enough to say, Tom knows he's getting his tight end back.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing, and I told him that today. I told Gronk, it's great to have you out here, because, you know, there's a lot of times you can just sit in the training room for a couple weeks and not do anything. But the reality is you get out there, you get your helmet and pads on. Even though there's not contact, you're running around, making the cuts that you need to make, and really doing football activities that matter. And I think what he's going to be asked to do come September are the things that he's working on now. And it's not just going through the motions out there, you know, on another field. He's actually, you know, listening to calls, you know, hearing, going through the whole practice, so that when he gets out there and is able to participate fully, that he's ready to go.
Could you do our listeners a favor and take us in just that quarterback room? Because you're all at such different levels of your careers. You know, here you're 15 years, Mallett's still really hasn't started yet, and Garoppolo's just getting started. And certainly you have great conversations with your head coach and Josh McDaniels, who do a tremendous job. But, I mean, how is that room? Because it is the most important room in the building when you think about it for most teams in the NFL.
Well, we've got a good group. So, you know, Ryan is, you know, he's always done such a great job when he's got the opportunity. For him, he hasn't got many opportunities. So I'm excited to see it when he does. And, you know, he comes to work every day, and he's a real mentally tough kid, and I really love that about him. And Jimmy, you know, has been here for a short time, but he's made a great impression on everybody. So, you know, it's a good group, and that the quarterback group has to lead has to lead everybody, and you got to take that job really seriously, because, like I said earlier, if you're not going to do it, who else is going to do it? You can't wait for the DBs to do it, or linebackers, or you got to do it from the quarterback position, and certainly on offense, because you're the one that's communicating to really the whole group, and you know, your energy and enthusiasm always carries over to the rest of the team.
Let me follow up on Mallett, because I was saying to Jimmy when we were watching practice, he said, I was here when Castle started to look like Tom Brady, the throwing motion and everything else. We watched Mallett, and first off, he has a tremendous physical arm talent.
Yeah.
But his mechanics are – I watched him look at you, and then he's really cloning himself. You know that, don't you?
Well, he's just done a great job. So it's going into his fourth year, and like I said, he's ready to take advantage of the opportunities. I know that. And he's just always chomping at the bit. He went to Michigan, he went to a big-time school. you know, left there when they changed coach, went to Arkansas, did a great job there. So I've always really followed him. It's been great to work with him over the years.
He
so.
Dogged you on a sprint today. He cheated.
I know. He tried to jump the count on me and beat me out the line.
You never lose a sprint, and he jumps out there and embarrassed himself at midfield when he's the only person out there.
Well, Tom just reminded me something, and we'll let you go right after this. I have to buy Tom a pretty special craft beer. I think it was a case of craft beer that year when Michigan beat Michigan State. Bro, you owe me about four right now. Just I'd throw that out there.
It's been bad for the Wolverines lately.
Well, Tom, hey, good luck to you. Oh, you know, I love the way you play. Respect you tremendously. Good luck to you in 2014 and keep it rolling, my friend.
Thanks
for your time.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Pat.
I'll be doing, you know, I already did 10 years with it. Another 10. I think 45 is about when you might say goodbye.
Oh, that sounds about right for me.
No, I think so, too.
You guys keep it up. I always enjoy watching you guys.
All right, Tom. Good luck to you. That's Tom Brady, everybody, starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, still getting it done. We've got plenty more as we continue from Gillette Stadium, New England Patriots training camp. Stick with us.